Mahmoud Kasim is North African Bureau Chief for Bloomberg News. He's in Cairo. And Mahmoud, these young protesters say there wasn't a consensus in this meeting. So what's the sense of the legitimacy of the meeting?
I think, Robin, the best indicator to answer your question about that is what's happening on the ground in Tahrir Square today. The protesters haven't given up their demands, and they're still there. Although their numbers may be fewer, slightly fewer than yesterday, they're certainly there, and they do not see Omar Suleiman as a legitimate authority to be dealing with, and they still insist on their primary demand, which is the removal of President Hosni Mubarak.
Well, how much is this a problem, that there is no one leader, there's no Vaclav Havel, there's no Nelson Mandela, for the government to talk to? Now, we have these people coming forward who created the Facebook page. That's the first time they've done that publicly. But they're not the only opposition group.
Robin, yes, I think that's a problem, that the opposition are divided, that they're coming out and saying different things at different times, and that there's no one clear leader that the opposition is rallying behind. I think that certainly is worrying, in that when negotiating with the government, the person who's negotiating may lack legitimacy because they are not backed by everyone.
Well, we know some of these crowds have been chanting "Down with America" today, and the Associated Press is reporting it's because they're disappointed that after tough comments last week, the White House is now signing on to this idea of a gradual transition. Now, we're going to talk in a few minutes about the politics here in the U.S., but we're hearing that the White House is realizing that if Mubarak leaves, the Constitution requires that a despised parliamentary speaker has to take his place.
There is definitely concern that if the president goes, that they might have the Speaker of Parliament, who in their eyes is just as bad. So I think there is understanding that there needs to be constitutional change. But at the same time, you know, they want Mubarak out.
So they're saying change the Constitution rather than abide by it. Well, what else is happening in Tahrir Square? We know there was a human chain blocking the entrance to a huge government building there.
Yes, I mean, the atmosphere still remains festive there, and it's a very kind of brotherly love, and people are very much united in the square, and camps have been pitched up, and food sellers, people bringing medicine and other such things. So it's maintained a sense of semi-permanence, really.
Well, and we're also hearing that today the government announced a 15% increase in salaries and pensions for government workers. Now, who would those workers largely be? Would those be people who were, you know, the pro-government protesters?
Robin, they'd basically be all state workers, as I understand, all government employees. And yes, some of them would have been those pro-Mubarak demonstrators. But I think this, again, like other concessions that have been made, is aimed at trying to decrease the amount of people protesting out in the street.
Well, and what else is going on? Just to fill us in on what's happened today.
Today, life is a bit of its normalcy. Banks opened for the first time since the protests broke out. So there were long queues of people trying to withdraw money. Traffic jams, which were once a prominent feature of Cairo, returned as usual again today.
Mahmoud, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Mahmoud Kasim, North African Bureau Chief for Bloomberg News, speaking to us from Cairo.